Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
The scribes and the Pharisees came to Jesus, asking him to perform a sign to demonstrate to them that he really was God's Messiah. But Jesus rebuked them, and he called them an evil and an adulterous generation. However, he did agree to give them one sign. As we read, "No sign will be given to you except for the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here." Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 to 41. God commissioned Jonah to go to Nineveh and to preach repentance to the Ninevites so that their sins might be forgiven. And boy, did they have a lot of sins to be forgiven. They were notorious for their cruelty and inhumanity toward those they conquered. They were feared and hated by all of their neighbors, including the prophet Jonah. So when God informed Jonah that he was to go to Nineveh, he immediately headed in the opposite direction. Jonah wanted to see God punish the Ninevites, not save them. But while traveling in the opposite direction, God ensured that Jonah's travel plans were changed, courtesy of a great fish, who swallowed Jonah and gave him a 3-day ride after Jonah allowed himself to be thrown overboard a ship in order to spare his traveling companions. Jonah's life was miraculously preserved so that he could preach repentance to the hated Ninevites. Jonah was called to love his enemies, and the best way to demonstrate his love toward them was to proclaim God's message of repentance and forgiveness to them. And lo and behold, the despised Ninevites heard Jonah's warnings, and they repented, confessing their sinfulness to Yahweh and seeking his forgiveness. And God did indeed forgive them, so that his judgment was now turned into blessing. As you probably know, God's mercy toward the Ninevites upset Jonah, and he began to sulk and complain that God is too gracious and forgiving. But it is here, at the conclusion of this short book, that Jonah is brought to the startling truth. Pardon the pun, but he and the Ninevites were both in the same boat. Both preacher and congregation needed forgiveness for their evil and for their hatred. We are not told whatever happened to Jonah, whether he also repented and was spared or not. But Jesus uses Jonah as a sign to demonstrate to those who would seek to kill him that he truly is greater than the prophet Jonah, and that this greatness is demonstrated in several ways. First, just as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and 3 nights, so Jesus the Messiah would be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. Death would attempt to swallow Jesus, but Jesus would bring victory from the jaws of defeat. For on the 3rd day, Christ rose again from the dead, conquering sin and the grave, removing death's sting, and bringing forgiveness and life to all of us. And this is real and total forgiveness, the kind of forgiveness that asks the Father to forgive us for what we have done, even as we drive the spikes into his hands and his feet. This is ultimate love for one's enemies. This love offers itself for the unlovable. And this offering was not only for the select few, for those who are good and kind and morally upright, or those of the elect nationality or ethnic group, not just for the well-educated or the culturally elite. But Jesus died for people just like you. He died for everyone. No one is excluded from his ransoming of humanity. In fact, we are to go into all the world with the message of the one who is greater than Jonah, so that they too can be set free from sin. And all this was accomplished because Jesus gladly and willingly did his Father's will. He did not run in the other direction. Instead, he set his face toward accomplishing our salvation. He came to seek and to save the lost. That's you and that's me. Nothing would have stopped him. Nothing could tempt him away from his task, and nothing mattered more to him than ensuring the forgiveness of your sins before Almighty God. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through the prophet Jonah, you continued the prophetic pattern of teaching your people the true faith and demonstrating through miracles your presence in creation to heal it of its brokenness. So grant that your church may see in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the final end time prophet, whose teaching and miracles continue in your church through the healing medicine of the gospel and the sacraments, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.